This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So we have kind of a quiet hour. We have Steve Moore, world-class economist, great author of the Fueling Freedom and so many other wonderful books, counselor to the president on many economic issues. Thankfully, the president listens, and we have one heck of a roaring economy because of, just imagine the economy right now without the tax breaks. Pretty amazing. We're talking to Steve. We have Senator Hoban, who is getting set for the gathering of UAS experts in Grand Forks with a roundtable with the chief of staff from the Air Force, and then Hogan Gidley from the White House at the bottom of the hour, plus Senator Kramer is going to check in on his border tour today. So a busy edition of What's on Your Mind. Lots of great experts for us today on the program, including my good friend Steve Moore. Hello, Steve Moore. How are you, sir?
Hi. Good morning. What a lineup you got today.
That's a big, and we just got done talking to Andy McCarthy about Ball of Collusion. That's a great book, I'll tell you. Wow. And our blood is boiling from Jennifer Rubin in the Washington Post, saying that she needs to burn down the Republican Party. So we've got a lot of news today. But you know, one thing I think is missing so often is in the mainstream media reporting is sort of the fundamentals of the economy. And I want to start with the tax cuts because you were a big advocate. You were on this program. You were in the president's ear. And the package that you and Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow and others said, let's do this, happened. And as a result, we have, I think, another chapter in the book of how these things work, right? I mean, this has worked.
Well put. And, yeah, we've got, I saw the president, you know, a month or two ago, and I told him this is working better than I thought it would, you know, and we were very optimistic. But, you know, we now have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, the lowest inflation rate, and the lowest interest rates in 50 years. You can get a 30-year mortgage now at a 3.5% interest rate. Isn't that amazing? I think you and I are old enough to remember we're at 20% mortgage rates under Jimmy Carter. So, yeah, it's a booming economy. There are 7.5 million more jobs than people to fill them. Now, look, am I worried about the trade war? I absolutely am. I want to see this get resolved. I think Trump is fighting a good fight, but the Chinese have been stubborn and resistant to making any changes. And, you know, we had to go back and call them the communist Chinese, because it looks to me like the Communist Party has taken back over control in Beijing. And one of the things I wanted to say to you is that I'm so disgusted with the media and the Europeans at the G7 meeting this week. They act as if, you know, the United States is the enemy and China is their friend, rather than the other way around. But we're the ones who are making very reasonable demands on China. They have to change their behavior. We're in an abusive relationship for 30 years. It has to come to an end. But why is the media acting like they want China to win this dispute?
Good question, Steve. And by the way, you know, the intellectual property that they rip off, and it's no different than they're going into a bank and stealing money. This is the work of, you know, the American workforce, and they do it not only to us, they do it to those countries too. So I agree with you. Why are they not speaking out like we are about it? Why do we have to fight it alone?
You know, I just wrote a column on this, you know, The Great Minds Think Alike, where I said, you know, the Europeans act as if at best they're neutral and, you know, they don't know who their friends are. If they don't consider us, you know, the leader of the free world, or they want to side with the communist Chinese, that tells you a lot about where the Europeans are today. I mean, they care more about climate change than they do about the, you know, fate of the economy and their millions of workers. So, and you're also exactly right that the abusive trade practices that China is engaged in with us, they're doing the same thing to the Europeans. So you would think the Europeans would be steadfastly behind us, but that's not the way it was in France this weekend. They acted like the United States was the villain and Donald Trump was the instigator.
Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow both made the point over the weekend at the G7 that China was bearing the brunt of this quote unquote trade war. That the impact to their economy is you know, 4 and 5 times worse than it is on the U.S. economy. So if you could rally others to say, you know, we're going to be a united front against China in this practice, you'd have a fighting chance of doing it. I think the tough thing for me to watch is that clearly the president is fighting this battle, and you know, the media is against him, other countries are against him, the Democrats are against him. So how do you keep fighting that without the bad news piling up?
Well, that's a great question. By the way, I have a question for you, you know, since you're right there in the heartland where, you know, you're in, you know, one of the great farmland areas of the world. How are the North Dakota farmers holding up? Are they supporting Trump in this? Because I know they're getting, you know, they're getting hurt by this, but do they understand that, you know, that this is short-term pain for a long-term gain and, you know, the preservation of our freedom and our economic growth?
Well, I'll send you actually after the interview today a summary of text messages, because I asked that very question and asked for texts and emails on this. And the bottom line is the farmers and ranchers that listen to this program overwhelmingly support what the president's doing. I think some are getting a little jittery, and it's a little worrisome. It's taking longer than we wanted. And obviously I interviewed Wilbur Ross in September. Right? November of last year. And he said, hey, we're going to be done with this thing momentarily. And the deal was done, and then the Chinese backed out. So, they've been waiting a long time. So, they're still there, Steve. They still are.
Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that, because I think the farmers are, you know, steadfastly in favor of what Trump is doing. And so are our manufacturers, and so are our, you know, blue collar workers. The fact that we, you know, have so many liberals who seem to hate Trump more than they love America, and that's my latest line, they hate Trump more than they love America, so they're actually rooting for a recession. They want the economy to fail so they can take back power. That's how cynical these people are. And so, you know, I'm with you. At the end of the day, I do think we get a deal. I think Larry Kudlow was right that, you know, this is inflicting way more pain on China. I mean, China could go into their first recession in 30 years because of these tariffs. And look, there's nothing that Donald Trump is asking of the Chinese that's unreasonable. I mean, he's saying you should stop cheating, you should stop stealing, you should stop lying, you should open up your markets to American, you know, farmers, just like we've opened up our markets to them. And incidentally, you know, if we could get a deal with the Chinese, anything like what Trump is putting on the table, it would be good for both countries. It would be good for the United States, but it would also be good for the Chinese people.
Here's something that's way above my pay grade. First of all, I don't think the Chinese leader care about the Chinese people. So
they
to
don't.
The extent
I
the economy hurts them.
All they care about is power.
And that gives them a negotiating advantage, because they don't care about the numbers being bad. I also think I read a book recently at the suggestion of a listener by a guy from Hudson talking about the 100-year marathon, about how China basically is out to replace us as the global superpower. They're always playing the long game. Now, so my question is, do they want a deal, or are they just going to continue to inflict pain for this president, wait him out? I mean, do you think there's a chance of a deal with the Chinese, given what we believe to be the case?
It's a tough thing to, you know, I don't think anyone knows the answer to that, because, you know, the ball is in the leaders of President Xi and some of the trade negotiators there, and it's hard to figure them out, frankly. But I will tell you this, the worst possible outcome of this, you know, trade dispute would be for Trump to back down. And by the way, he is not going to back down. I know this guy. He is not going to, you know, compromise America's economic and national security. But look, this idea that somehow China is going to take over the world. I mean, you and I are old enough to remember they said that about Japan. Remember 30 years ago, Japan was going to take over. I think they are more and more moving towards a central planning, command and control structure. And I think that not only do I not think they're going to take over the world, I think it's a bubble economy over there. You know, they've built whole Potemkin villages of empty offices and condos and, you know, your whole cities of, you know, just empty real estate. I'm going to bet on Silicon Valley and Austin, Texas, and our entrepreneurs and our innovators over the, you know, Chinese Beijing government.
The problem is that the way this is reported is designed to inflict harm on Trump's reelection chances. I mean,
of course it is.
I mean, good examples. Japan this weekend, there was a trade deal announced, and it's a huge deal. I mean, it's a big deal. Yeah. How about we have Canada and Mexico, two huge trading partners. The deal's done. Nancy Pelosi's slow walking it. I mean, where is the media calling on them to say that's hurting our economy? So, given the fact we're not going to change that by complaining about it, we know that's the pool we play in. Should Trump just cut a deal and make it as good a deal as he possibly can get at this point to be done with it?
I would, you know, I would advise the president, get the best deal you can right now from the Chinese. It's not going to be a great deal, but it will be, you know, have some concessions, and you know, then you will, by the way, once that kind of deal is announced, the American economy will just explode. The stock market will go through the roof. Trump will easily be reelected. And then, you know, then you spend your second term really getting tough with China. So that's not a bad outcome, but he's got to get some confession. Right now, the Chinese are doubling down. Last week, they increased the tariffs on America. And already their tariffs are way higher than ours. That's the other thing. Nobody reports. They act as if we're the problem. You know, all we're, Trump said it so well right at the outset. We didn't start this trade war. China started it 20 years ago.
No kidding. Only a few seconds left. I'm curious what you think is the best example how this battle is affecting the economy. What trouble signs do you see in the economy? A lot of good there, but what's worrying you?
Yeah, I'm worried about industrial production and manufacturing. It's dropped off and capital spending by businesses. So those are worrisome signs. I do not see a recession, no matter how many times people in the media root for recession. They are rooting for recession. But I do see a slowdown in the economy. It's not the end of the world. It's still, we still have the best economy of all the countries in the world, you know, the industrial countries. But yeah, there is a slowdown because of there's a lot of uncertainty now, and businesses don't invest when there's uncertainty.
Oh, you're the best. Steve Moore, take care. Talk to you soon. More coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I got a text the other day from a listener who said when I started talking about Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, their mouth started watering because the night before they had had some Wagyu. Yeah. It's North Dakota's home for Wagyu beef, you know. North Dakota raised beef. Corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. You want beef, you want the best beef, you go to Schweitzer's. Simple as that. How about beef jerky? They make their own. They have breakfast links now. They also have Bessie's Best products. Everybody loves those. Bessie's Best. They have them. And a quarter of beef right now for the winter months might be the perfect way to stock up. Get you some ribeyes, some porterhouses for about the price of hamburger. 625 South Washington by Runnings and Dan's Supermarket just off South Washington there in that little strip mall right along South Washington. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Tell them Scott sent you, get a little discount. Or Todd, you get a, if you say Todd, you get a bigger discount. Scott, you get a little bit of a discount. But either one of us, you tell them that and you're in. Just very simple. Boy, we have an all-star lineup for you today on What's On Your Mind, huh? A lot going on. And Senator John Hoeven has just wrapped up a conversation with the Chief of Staff for the Air Force, General Goldfein, who is in Grand Forks for the UAS Summit, which is going to be at the Alera Center. We'll be up there tomorrow covering that event. A lot of folks coming in. Great time. Senator, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Great, Scott. Good to be with you. And as you said, we have a special guest, General Goldfein, Chief of Staff of the Air Force here. And he just packed the house here at the Alera Center. He had a big group, and just great to have him.
What bring us inside the conversation. Tell us a little bit about the conversation and why you're glad to have him here. What's the conversation about?
Yeah, well, let me throw one thing out. Upfront announcement we made today, and then I know you're going to want to spend most of your time talking to the general. But we just announced today that General Atomics received a certificate of authorization to fly 60 miles radius around Grand Forks Air Force Base beyond visual line of sight without chase aircraft on continuous operations. So that means when they come up here, bring their pilot training up here, when they perform military sales, when we bring pilots in here from other countries, they can fly large UAS aircraft, beyond visual line of sight without checking with FAA, in a 60-mile radius around, Grand Forks Air Force Base. So it's another first for our test site, the Northern Plains test site, and our, great technology park, Grand Skies Technology Park, another first in the country. And this is, you know, this is how we're moving into commercial applications. This isn't, quote, development anymore. This is actual commercial applications on a big scale. One of the absolute leading companies in aerospace technology. And that this announcement today follows our announcement just a little over a week ago where Xcel Energy Company can now fly small UAS beyond visual line of sight to track their power lines. They can fly over people, and they can fly in an 8-state region on continuous operations basis. Again, that's commercial application, so you can see how this is really moving. So, another great day for unmanned aviation in North Dakota.
It is just plowing a new trail there, which is, you know, the exciting part of this and the opportunities that it brings. And that FAA test site has been a game changer. And then the ecosystem of Grand Sky, UND there, the test site itself, the state authority, a lot of folks working together. It's just been fun to watch this unfold. And then to have companies like Northrop Grumman and General Atomics and, you know, Harris and other big, big names in aviation, big names in defense here. It's just a big deal. It really is. And it's exciting to watch happen. You mentioned the general. Is he ready to chat with us a moment there?
He's right here. And I'll tell you what, he's doing a fantastic job leading our United States Air Force around the globe. Good friend and just a great leader.
Hey, General, are you there?
I'm good, yeah. Thanks a lot for having us on.
You bet. Good to hear a little bit about the roundtable today and the discussion. I want to just start first by give you a chance to talk a little bit about the role Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base, where you are today, are playing overall in the Air Force and national security. Tell us a little bit about how these are viewed throughout the U.S. in our military apparatus.
Yeah, let me start local here and talk about Grand Forks and also talk about Minot. You know, you actually mentioned some of the incredible work. Senator Hoeven's been just such a leader in this whole area of UAS operations. You know, you mentioned Grand Sky, probably one of the best public-private partnerships we've got. And, UND, North Dakota, has got only 4-year degree in U.S. UAS operations. Plus, you think about the partnership we've got with our Air Force Research Labs, NASA, and some of the technology development. So Grand Forks, first and foremost, is the thought leader community when it comes to UAS operations. And so it's an honor for me as the chief to come back to Grand Forks and visit once again. I'll also tell you that the wing commander is actually one of my former lieutenants that from Avjeno Air Base, who I flew combat with in Serbia and Kosovo. And I've been sort of tracking him over the years. And so it was an easy choice when, as critical as this wing is, not only to the Air Force, but to the nation, it was a pretty easy choice to put one of our most talented officers, Colonel Pringle, in charge of this wing. So it's just great to be back. Now I'll tell you about Minot, absolutely critical strategic terrain as well. The only base where we have two legs of the triad co-located, right? The bomber leg and a missile leg there. So when it comes to the nuclear deterrent and defending the homeland and deterring adversaries, Minot is critical strategic terrain.
Talk a little bit about the, you know, Predator, the Global Hawk, the new, you know, aviation technology. Obviously, a lot of this work in Grand Forks looking to commercialize what the Air Force has already had in its arsenal. How has that changed how we protect the great United States of America?
You know, I think we've just scratched the surface in some ways of the true capabilities of unmanned aerial systems, or UASs. You know, part of what has allowed us to advance over the past few years was when we built a career field for pilots and sensor operators to come into the community that we're not transitioning from other manned platforms. So we have a lot of our pilots now who are unmanned aerial vehicle pilots, and so they're not actually. You know, I come from F-16s. I actually had a chance to fly the MQ-9 Reaper for 2 years as a two-star general. And so learned a lot about not only the community, but how it operates. And I will tell you that I approached it from my background, which was manned aviation. The young folks who are coming in today who are not somewhat bounded by, the way they grew up in a manned aviation platform, and are thinking of new ways of using this, quite frankly, we have just scratched the surface on capability. And we're using them in almost every mission set that the United States Air Force is involved in.
Fascinating to watch, no doubt about it. And I think, too, about, you know, the next generation of patriots serving this great country and enlisting in the Air Force and other branches and the tools available to them. It's pretty amazing, and I hope a draw to be part of some great technology and to do some amazing things. Glad to have you in North Dakota, General. Thanks for the time very much, and appreciate the chat on the air today.
Hey, yes. Hey, thanks for having us. And, you know, hopefully there'll be some young folks out there who are wondering whether United States Air Force may be a place for them. And all I can say is, you know, if you want exciting work, if you want to be part of something that's bigger than yourself, if you want to most work.
Great advice to live the good life in Watford City. We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Egg supports NDSU athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Currently, tropical storm Dorian likely to become a hurricane in the next few days before it possibly threatens the southeastern United States this weekend. But first, it's going to be impacting Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria. Some U.S. volunteers already heading over to Puerto Rico to help, among them Miami Fire Rescue Assistant Fire Chief Scott Dean, who says they're leaving today.
In this particular situation, we're going to be there before the storm hits, so we'll get a little familiarized with the area that we'll be responsible for. We'll weather the storm where our base of operation will be located.
Iran's government reacting to news that President Trump said he would be willing to meet Iran's president under the appropriate circumstances. Now, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, says they wouldn't meet with Trump unless sanctions against Iran are first lifted. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your mind. I'm Scott Hennon. A lot of the things we've been talking about today have been on my mind, but on your mind, we've talked about them a long time. We're getting some interesting answers on a few of them today. And it's been fun. Busy one, for sure. Hogan Gidley's next up, Deputy Assistant to the President, Principal Deputy Secretary, and was with President Trump in France for the G7. They arrived back early this morning. I forget what time they touched down, but it was late. It was late because I saw the coverage of it, breaking news, and it was middle of the night. I wasn't watching it, but I saw it this morning that I'd gotten a breaking news alert about it. So the president has returned. So that was the news there. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. A lot going on at UMary these days. The boom in energy production in this region has created this incredible economic engine. And what does that mean? Tremendous opportunities for growth. That makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of the boom, this boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill our region's need, driving need, for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve. That service starts with its students, spreads out in all directions to serve its communities, the state, the region, and beyond. For instance, we have other schools of engineering, right? But do we have schools of engineering specific to culturally prepared engineers to lead? In other words, maybe less numbers, but a specific skill set that folks in the industry say, hey, we need more engineers like this. So they go to town. That's the new School of Engineering, preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more at umary.edu, umary.edu. Okay. And we're waiting for Hogan still? All right. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to text him.
Texting.
You know what happened last time he was on? Remember this?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he scheduled or something?
I said, we're waiting for you to call. He's like, sorry, in the Oval. Well, okay. The president called you in there.
And I got a bigger name on the other line. Yeah, you got to prioritize, you know?
Yeah. So we'll see if he gives us one of those again. Do you remember that one time that, that I said to him at the end of the interview, literally the music was playing, and I said, you know, put the president on. We're done talking to you. Put 45 on. And he started walking down the hall to do it. Do you remember that?
I do.
And the music was playing. Todd started crying. It was kind of embarrassing. Thought we had the big scoop with the president, but we were out of time. It was the end of the show, Todd. Couldn't do anything. Should I ask at the beginning?
Was it April Fool's Day or what day was it?
It was the real deal. The real deal. Going on there, hey. North, you know, I think actually the president would like hearing from us today because we could deliver some news that the farmers and ranchers that are God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping, hard-working producers feeding the world right here, they're not shaking at the knees. They are in overwhelming numbers wanting the president to get a good deal for them with China. That's soybean mainly. The soybean farmers would be the big win from that. But obviously there's other industries as well. So you'd probably like hearing that, be my guess. While we're waiting for Hogan, how about you tell me about your ride to work today, Todd?
Well, you know, my Schwann Buick Regal Tour X, nice all-wheel drive wagon, 35 miles a gallon on the highway. That was good for the trip. But I know some folks have some actual work to do, and you've been waiting for those HD pickups to come in. They're in 2020 GMC Sierras with that that fancy new tailgate. You've got to see it. SchwannBuickGMC.com or pop by on the strip.
Tell them Todd sent you.
As the Todd Mitchell special, when you go.
That's right.
No idea what happens, but might as well drop the name and see. What... you never know. I mean,
exactly right. You never know.
Bigger surprises have happened.
All right. Any questions for Hogan Gidley? You can call in now, and I'll ask him for you. Anything you want to know? Any comments on our conversations with Andy McCarthy or Senator Hovind or Stephen Moore today? My gosh, busy program. And we just raised it a notch because our friend Hogan Gidley's on the phone. You could be forgiven for, like, sleeping in a little bit today, but there's no rest for the weary, I understand. Is that right?
Absolutely not. There is no rest for the weary, especially when your boss, Donald Trump, requires about 3 hours of sleep a night, if that. And, I mean, he just never stops moving and never stops winning. So it's great to be along for the ride.
It is. I actually asked his son, Don Jr., about that. I'm like, how long does he sleep? He said, never more than four, and generally around three, and it's always been that way.
When we take the foreign trips, it's a lot of times we'll talk to the person who kind of checks on him consistently, and they say, no, he hadn't been to sleep, or he's been up reading, or whatever whatever he's doing. Just going through the news of the day. I mean, it's an impressive thing, no doubt.
It is. America's lucky to have him doing what he's doing, sacrificing, obviously, a lot, a story that gets missed quite often. So you get back from the G7 last night, and by the way, I'm kind of curious. Steve Moore and I were talking about this. You know, the attitude towards the president and towards America in general by some of the other countries seems a little snarky to me, in at least the coverage and kind of what you're seeing. And is it that way when you're talking to your counterparts and, you know, in the various events at the G7, or is that a made-for-TV thing?
I think a lot of it's made for TV only because the media at large has a narrative they want to push, regardless of the successes we've seen. However, there was a question the president did receive at the end press conference he had with Emmanuel Macron. And one of the things after President Macron left, a reporter from America, from the Associated Press, actually stood up and said, it seems as though last G7, a year ago, that you were in some quibbles and some spats with several of the other world leaders. This time, it seems as though you guys all get on the same page and you're working well together, and then proceeded to ask the question. So there was some acknowledgement, even though it was just one entity, that the president has great relationships with these people across the globe. He just does. But what makes it different is we're not going to let America, this president said, I'm not going to let America be the world's piggy bank. I'm not going to let America be the scapegoat for the world's problems. And I'm sure not going to go around this globe and apologize for our greatness like previous administrations and previous presidents have done. And so I think it took some time, quite frankly, for other world leaders to realize there's a new sheriff in town. And he loves his country. He's not going to apologize for it. He's going to fight tooth and nail to make sure our country is protected in every way possible, militarily, economically. And so I think it's good for the other world leaders. They know where they stand with him. And I think that's important when you're dealing with negotiations for trade deals and for military alliances and other things. Along those lines. But the fact is, he does have good relationships. This is one of the most successful G7s, not just in the relationships that he has and the things they talked about moving into when we actually have the G7 next year, but the trade deal he secured with Japan. I mean, just incredible news coming out of that. So
huge.
And I
hope I'm wrong, and I hope I just missed it, but I didn't see anywhere near the coverage that should have been there for that deal. I mean, we're sitting here waiting on pins and needles for a, you know, Japan trade deal. Meanwhile, these guys say, okay, well, they didn't buy the corn, so they've arranged for the corn to be bought. And, by the way, we're going to be, you know, buying more of this and more of that. And certainly for beef producers here, for instance, in the Heartland, it's fantastic news, but didn't seem to get much coverage, did it?
I'll tell you why. Because the president made the comment about ongoing conversations and negotiations with China. And Leah He, the vice chairman, came out and said he wants, you know, he doesn't want a trade war. He wants to resolve all this with America with calm. And the president said, yeah, he does. He wants a deal. We've had conversations. And the media went rabid trying to find out because the Chinese government came out and said, basically the foreign minister said, we've received no calls. We haven't been in talks. Well, that's ridiculous. We do have constant communications at various levels with our trade team, with their trade team, trying to get something on the books and solved for the American people. But the media just go ballistic, just with this rabid appetite to try and find out, well, was it two calls? Was it three calls? You said that there
was
a call.
Oh, my gosh. It was just embarrassing.
That's what they're arguing about.
Yeah.
And
who
they know
who?
What China is. I mean, they know what China is, and they know it benefits China for them not to say they're having conversations. And they play right into it. That was the argument. Instead of talking about the Japan relationship and the fact that all the corn China said it would buy and didn't, Japan has now decided to buy massive quantities of it. I mean, the deal had to do with e-commerce, had to do with pork and beef. All of our ranchers and farmers that this president pledged to protect, that President Xi, quite frankly, in private, will tell you, and I was in the meeting when he said, this president, regardless of what people think, will stand up for the farmers. He's done it again. And the media won't cover it because they'd rather talk about, was it two calls or was it one call? It's insane.
It is insane, which, by the way, please pass this on, but I just compiled a list of text messages from listeners. When I asked the question, I mean, has your opinion changed on whether or not the president should continue to stay the course and get a deal? Are you getting jittery? Are you getting, you know, is this going on too long?
Sure.
Are you? And I can't find anybody that is. The 100% support for the president in this from farmers and ranchers who are feeling the pinch, whose bankers are nervous, right? I mean, these are the people that are laying it on, laying the risk, and they see what's going on. So I wish some people in the media would spend some time talking to them, is what I wish.
Sure, and they never talk about the subsidies. When the president goes and says, well, how much value of agriculture products does China typically buy? And they say $16 billion or $12 billion. So the president says, okay, fine. I'm going to get a check for $16 billion and give it to the farmers to offset that. It doesn't mean they're still not paying. There's not uncertainty. We understand that. But this is because, you know, a nation has been taking advantage of this country for 40 years now in trade. And people see that and people know it. But this is the first president has the guts and the backbone to stand up and say, I'm going to fight against it. And by the way, he can do that because he has built an economy right now that not only is roaring, but is the best on the planet. So we have the clout with which to make these negotiations and to stand up and have this fight.
Well, you know, it's if you have any of those reporters that are looking for a actual story to get out of the rut of the same old about who called who, send them our way. We got a lot of farmers and ranchers here who could educate them mightily on the value of staying the course on a negotiation, which the president's doing. So our best wishes to him and you and everybody there. Hogan, keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hogan Gidley from the White House, ladies and gentlemen. More coming up after this timeout. Bob in Pitt City. Jimmy,
got dips
Jimmy?
In your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some terror arrests down there, and the attorney, U.S. attorney from Minnesota, Andrew Luger's his name, says we have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota. So more on that in a moment. Bob in Pick City wants to get in here, talk about our conversation with Hogan Gidley, and we can also tell you about H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons is a household name in Bismarck, Mandan, has been for over 100 years. 1908 is when it all started for them. And now they're becoming a household name in the upper Midwest. And that household name is really on saving the bottom line, making it look a little better for businesses out there. Because if they manage your mechanical, your HVAC, in other words, when it breaks down, they fix it. When it needs to be replaced, they replace it. And you have one number right there, solid. 1,000 buildings are taking advantage of that right now. because it's certainty to the bottom line. HATandSons.com to find out more. HATandSons.com. Final segment already. Where did the show go, you guys? I don't know if we had as many guests in one show, and I don't know how long. Could have packed a lot in today. But a lot of news, a lot of things happening. Bob in Pick City, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you doing, Scott?
Great.
What's
how are you,
on
sir?
My mind? Okay, thanks. It's been on my mind quite a long time, and it's this. I would like to know the actual number, the amount of money, the rate that Burlington Northern pays to use the United States Railroad. And Buffett, who, how come he always ends up getting a favorable press, proclaims he's a liberal? And those are kind of like the two things on my mind. I had Burlington Northern stock a few years back, and I was forced to sell it, which I did not want to do. And everybody that had the stock made a couple bucks on it, but it was sickening to have to be forced to sell it. That's the thing with the stock market. I mean, that's what happens. But how much, if you Google it, you'll get gobbledygook, but you don't get an answer to how much he pays.
You're talking about Warren Buffett.
Yes, and Burlington Northern and how much the rate, what rate they pay. I mean, I know they maintain railroad.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen anything on the railroad, honestly. I've seen that he says that he pays a lower rate than his secretary. He likes to say that. So he wants to reform it. I don't know. It's hard to argue with the business acumen of Warren Buffett, right? But on the other hand, I think that, he's a bleeding heart liberal and likes to give his money away. So if he wants to give more to the government, he ought to do it, but he ought not stand in the way of other people saying, well, wait a minute, I think they take too much.
And I agree with all that. But Scott, my question is, he's driving his trains on our land and our track. And what does he pay to drive them? Nobody knows who sets the rate. And we as taxpayers are getting totally screwed. Even though he maintains that railroad track, that's not his track.
So whose track is it? Who owns the track?
It's us, the United States. We built that track. We paid for it. He never bought the track. He bought the trains.
So that's, I mean, but they fixed them, right? They maintain them. So why would they do that if they're theirs?
Yeah, but it's on United States land. We bought that land, and of course, that was a horrible thing. Thomas Jefferson, if you ever read what he was like in 1890 when he's screaming about how the taxpayers of the U.S. were getting totally screwed by the railroads, then we got screwed again. But nobody, I cannot find an answer to that. And I was hoping maybe you can do some research over the next few days, and I'll hear it on the radio. But I guarantee, if you Google it, all you get is gobbledygook.
Just so I'm clear, your question is, what does BNSF pay for the use of the rail line?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll ask the question, Bob. We'll ask the question. BNSF is good about answering questions for us. Always have been. So we'll give him a shot to do that again. Here's that clip at a press conference this morning that came from the U.S. attorney in Minnesota about some terror arrests there. It is, it's disturbing. Listen to that.
Based on the information in the complaint, these defendants, along with Ahmed, Yusuf, Noor, and others, recruited each other, supported each other's efforts to get to Syria, helped each other with funding, and worked exclusively and extensively to come up with the best travel arrangements. On multiple occasions, members of the group were stopped from traveling to Syria. Their plans were disrupted, and the consequences of their actions were made clear to them. Yet they continued. Guled, for example, was stopped multiple times from traveling. But what is remarkable about this case is that nothing stopped these defendants from pursuing their goal. They never stopped plotting another way to get to Syria to join ISIL. They were not confused young men. They were not easily influenced. These are focused men who are intent on joining a terrorist organization by any means possible. To be clear, we have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota. And this case demonstrates how difficult it is to put an end to recruiting here. Parents and loved ones should know that there is not one master recruiter organizing in the Somali community locally. What this case shows is that the person...
That's not good news, folks. That's a U.S. attorney in Minnesota saying we have a terror recruiting problem here. So, more to dig into there. See you tomorrow from Grand Forks at the UAS Summit. Bye-bye.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Frog to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Frog explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.